What are you working hard to? You could do hard work, but it's not going to matter.
I'm trying to get in the military. Huh? I'm trying to get the PT standards.
Oh.
I mean, I ran like 2.5 miles the other day. I'm fucked.
Oh, shit.
I still feel it.
Yeah, that's not what he told me the other day.
What?
What you wanted to do.
What did I say?
You want me to say it? You really don't remember?
Wait. What's the first
it letter? It was after I went to the Smash tournament with your friends.
What's the first letter?
Of the job?
Oh, is it? Does it involve women?
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
This is like a side quest. That's like a dream.
Okay, look.
Welcome back to VNN. This is episode 26. I'm your host, Nick. Victor is your co-host, and Nico is your other co-host. Let the show begin.
Have y'all texted the AI? There's one on Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring.
Well, you haven't tested out on OpenAI. Yeah, ChatGPT. I don't know if they still let people unless you pay. But
I don't want to pay, but I do want to find out.
Because I made my account when it first came out.
You know what my big question was as soon as like everyone was like talking about it? Can you, what's the word, sext the AI? Like, can it tell you some horny shit?
I don't know about ChatGPT.
No, not ChatGPT.
Because it'll tell you that it's too pornographic, it's too inappropriate.
No way. What a pussy. Yeah.
But some other ones, I'm pretty sure you know.
Because I tried it with the Snapchat one, and it was pretty boring. It was just like, this is making me uncomfortable. Please change the topic. And I was like, you're a pussy.
Have you seen Fresh and Fit yet, Nico?
What's it on? Like, what's that? Probably not, then, if I don't know what it is.
It's on YouTube. Fresh and Fit, bro.
Oh, if it's on YouTube, probably not. What is it? Like a show?
It's a dating podcast. It's like the original dating podcast.
Oh, okay. I honestly, dating stuff really doesn't intrigue me. Like,
well, if you saw the dumb bitches and what they say. Oh, my God. All right. I logged into my ChatGPT. What should I ask it? You have an account with OpenAI? Oh, that's cool.
Oh, shit.
I use it to help me with homework. It's not very good.
It's not?
Not with the homework.
You should ask it.
Does body count matter?
Is that what you asked ChatGPT?
No. Oh, that's a good one. But I do. I want to say...
Not a guy's, a girl's.
No, obviously. No.
What do you mean, obviously? Why isn't a guy?
Oh, because I obviously like that's what we're talking about.
Okay.
But why doesn't a guy?
Because matter? The conversation is the guy is the girls.
No, he just asked if body counts matter.
Well, yeah, but I knew what he was jumping to.
Yeah.
I would say no, but there's some very big gray areas.
No?
No, it doesn't matter, but there's gray areas.
So like, even
there are some territories I will not wander into. But for the most part, no.
Even if she, like, let's say she's done the, you know, the sinful things with more than 100 men.
That's what I'm saying, like.
So it does matter.
If it's like, yes, I mean, okay, what was I trying to say?
Wait, how do I sound like?
Like Victor.
Oh, okay.
So I was saying, like, no, it doesn't matter, like, but there's extremes to it, you know? Like, obviously... I can pick out 10 women, and I bet
it's
you
also a very broad
there's
question.
Not going to be like six of them that for fucked 200 guys.
So like, you could ask.
So like,
is
for
10 okay? Is 20 okay? Is 30 okay? But just saying, does body count matter? He's got, you know, that's 0 to 1,000.
Okay, for someone you would consider being the mother of your children potentially.
Okay,
what would be too much?
So, for example, I had sex with this. Girl, I'm not gonna say from where, and her body count was. I remember she told me it was like, because she kept like a weird log, like
what?
It was like it was like 78 or like something super high.
Ah.
Mind you, she was like already like 32.
You had sex with a 32-year-old woman?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Why haven't you told us that? That's crazy, dude.
I honestly don't remember. I think I just forgot about it. I was really drunk though.
She from. Oh, no,
it was the manager. No.
Wait. Was it the manager?
No. So
it was.
No, it wasn't. Swear to God.
I don't remember anyone that was not 32 but her.
Oh, wait, was it
No, you weren't. She wasn't there. Oh. Was it? She was like late. What?
Okay, never mind.
That's crazy.
So
hey, congrats on that one.
Let me finish the story before I say congrats. So I get super drunk. I already knew she was like into me. And like we had drunk before and she's always flirty, but I always like keep my distance. This time I kind of didn't, I wouldn't sit one seat away from her. I just decided to sit right next to her and let her do like the work. If I'm being completely honest.
Where's this at?
At a bar.
Oh.
So we're at a bar. We're drinking. She's getting drunk.
Sprouts?
Actually, I think it was London's.
Oh, London's?
So she started like flirting with me, touching me, and then goes and then kisses me. And I was like, you know what? I'm pretty fucking trashed enough. I'm going to kiss back. So I do. We go back to her apartment and we like have sex. It's a cool experience, whatever. Like, it's not a bad, like, bad fuck.
Did you throw it down?
Yeah.
You think you did a good job?
I mean, we definitely fucked like another time after that.
Oh,
she called me and I was like equally as drunk and I was like, I enjoyed it enough to do it again. But I would never date her ever in my life. Like, this girl is a, not mostly because of the body count, but she is psycho.
This guy.
Like, okay. Absolutely like bad shit crazy. You should be medicated type shit. And I think that also has a reason why she likes to have sex so much. Because she's fucking psycho. But didn't stop me from fucking her, if I'm being completely honest. But I would never date her.
1 out of 10, how pretty is she?
Say she's a solid, like...
Megan Fox is a 10.
Oh. Homegirl's like a... 6. Maybe.
Pretty good.
Wait. Oh, wait. If... Okay, that's too close to Megan Fox.
If Megan Fox Transformers Megan Fox. When she was kind of younger.
5. Oh. She's a 5.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, you said that, and I was like, no, she needs to go down.
Damn.
But yeah. So, yes, it matters, but I don't think it should be the sole reason why you're not with someone.
But it is a factor.
I think you should think about it. Like, if it bothers you, you should definitely think about it. But like some people just don't give a fuck.
Well, I wouldn't date a 30-year-old. Period.
Shit, I've met some bad 30-year-olds.
I mean, like seriously, date. I mean, recreationally date, sure.
But. See, I don't know, cause that sounds so nice.
Cause then you know they can't. I mean, what's the point?
I mean,
if it's serious dating, it has to lead to kids.
Nah.
Yeah, he's right. A serious dating?
Does it have to leave to kids?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Yes. What if you don't want kids?
You're not serious if you just think.
What if you don't want kids?
Then it's not serious. If you really love a... I was about to say bitch. If you really love a woman, you're going to want to have...
He changes vocabulary.
Something in you has... The testosterone should mix with your head and you're like, I need to reproduce. You know what I mean? That's how I feel with my girlfriend.
I understand that, but what if you just... Literally solely before even meeting her, don't want kids.
Then recreational dating.
I guess that's what you're saying.
Okay. Serious dating, you know.
Okay, maybe like, you have a point.
Yeah, well, so body count does matter if it's serious dating is what we got into. And yes,
I would say yes, but also guys who get weirded out if it's like 30 or 40. Like, come on, like, I mean, especially now that we're getting. Into the older years, right? Like, right now, like, yeah, maybe it's a little much. But when you're, like, 30, like, you've lived pretty long life to not justify that, you know? Like, who says you weren't single all your 20s? So that's not even... I'm trying to do math here.
I was going to say something. I completely forgot.
Though. Say it.
I forgot. It was something about how I think I was gonna say, like, what if the guy has the same as the girl, but it's still a lot.
Guys doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all.
Ooh, I think you're wrong about that.
I think if you're talking about body count,
I think it still matters.
And you're judging another girl based on her body count, you have to look at your own as well. Because
do you want me to explain why I said
I do?
Man's
I do,
doesn't
actually.
Count.
Yes.
Or say what you're gonna say. Now I'll tell you my point.
That's what I.
Yeah.
I already finished. Okay. I'm saying like I think if you have, I don't know, what's a regular body count for a man?
Depends.
I mean, there's no real regular
on a man that thinks that body count matters.
Let's just say your body count's 15. There.
Okay.
And if she has 15.
Okay. Well, it can get deep. I mean, I could go deep on this, like ultra history deep. But basically, why I think it matters is because, look, let's be honest. Do you think you can go to most girls and be like, hey, let's fuck?
Like, just straight up, hey, let's fuck?
And then you're gonna fuck?
No.
No. I mean, especially if you're like ugly ass. I mean, I can't go up to young Megan Fox and be like, let's fuck. Or anyone.
I see what you're saying.
Anyone near her. Or, you know what? Most girls. But wait. Let me get at this. But. Honestly, every girl, unless you're fucking 300 pounds, even then, if they ask some guy that's like average, you know, regular dude, regular Joe Schmo, he hasn't gotten, you know, the P, the cat, the J, in so long, he's probably gonna say yes.
You know, I will agree. I think it's way more likely for a girl to get laid than it is a guy, based on the effort or whatever you say. So,
if a girl goes to a bar and she wants to fuck, first guy she walks up to. If a guy goes to a bar,
take some time.
He's gotta play chess.
Well, that also depends, because I mean, I have met women that they're not the prettiest, but they also just don't. They're just not good. Flirting or anything, so they just don't get laid.
Well, they have to just ask. I mean, look, it's gigantically easier for a woman to get laid.
No, I'm agreeing with that. I'm agreeing with that.
That's why body count matters.
I still don't think that matters.
Well, because, you know, a key.
No, I've heard this one.
You've heard this one.
I've heard this one.
A key that opens many locks. It's a master key. A lock that gets opened by many keys.
It's a shitty lock.
That
just happens to kind of match up with a penis and a vagina. But I don't think it has anything to do with people.
At some point, analogies don't seem similar.
So, look, we respect...
What if those 100 keys were exact same copy as the original?
No.
What do you mean no? I'm just trying to make you understand that analogies at some point don't work.
Okay, wait. I just had another analogy. Okay, look. What do you call a guy?
He's just gonna ignore.
Because I don't know how I'm gonna get at that.
I don't think there's a world where you can realistically win this argument with analogies.
Look, okay, yeah. Analogies, you know what?
Maybe if you can elaborate more.
Okay, look. A guy that fucks many, you know,
women
that's very sexually active with beautiful women.
Yeah.
What do we call him? Fucking a G, yeah. A pimp. What's the first thing a girl calls another girl when they're mad? You fucking slut. You bitch. You hoe.
Disrespectful.
Yeah.
People.
Is that right?
There are people that don't go to that.
Well, no, girls to girls.
Girls to girls.
Yeah. What's the first thing if they're like in like.
Oh, you're talking like girls are thinking that they're hoes?
No. If a girl gets mad at another girl, what's the first thing to say? You fucking slut, whore.
If a girl gets another man?
No, if a girl gets mad at another... If a
two
girl,
girls.
A girl,
this is two girls getting mad at each other.
If two girls get mad at each other... Take one headphone off. If two girls get mad at each other, the first thing
say... No, it's not that I can't hear you. I'm just...
If two girls get mad at each other, if me and you were girls and we were like getting mad at each other, the first thing I'd say is, you fucking whore. slut. They know, bro. Oh, yeah, they know that's just, you know.
But was that...
Anyway.
Because, again, at some point...
Let's go on to the next question, then. Wait, at some point what? I'm sorry.
At some point that fails.
What?
That your thought there, that the girls already think that.
No, girls already know that being a slut is bad.
Yeah, but why do they already know that?
Because it's never been good, bro. No, you've never...
So, I think...
It's never... What whore you're like, man, she's just... I hope my daughter looks up to her.
Right, but who put that in place?
You want me to kind of answer that question? Yes. I mean, if we're having to answer that question and it has to be like a girl that sleeps around a lot, fucking Riley Reed. She has a shit ton of money.
So you wish...
Now,
if you had a daughter that admired Riley Reed, a fucking porn star, you wish that would be her, you know?
No, that's where parenting comes in. You're like, hey, this is not the best role model for you. But look, shit, if she's fucking 25 years old and then comes out, she's like, my fucking role model is Riley Reed, blah, 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 blah. At that point, I'm just like, all right, that's fine. But obviously, I don't wish that. But it doesn't mean I would, like,
you wouldn't wish that.
I wouldn't be against it.
You'd hope it'd be someone like fucking Michelle or...
But you know what I think, too? Honestly, I think... body count being an issue, so much of an issue, is only coming from men that don't feel secure enough to like be with that woman, knowing that other people have been, you know?
Okay, I guess we can get deeper into that.
Like, I think it's more of a confidence and like being insecure.
Insecure. Yeah,
I think it's insecurity.
Super deep dive into this.
Can I say something
back?
I mean, that's the whole point.
Century.
Because I can get deeper on this if we won't get deeper.
Let me just say what I want to say and then you can decide. Okay. Whether. Okay. Why were women put in the lower place in the first place? Does anybody know?
Why were women put in a lower place
than men in the first place? How was it all right that men's had more rights than women?
Well, I remember it being in the wild, like, men are stronger, men are faster, like, men can survive, not better, but they can go out and hunt, so that was, they were, like, they put food on the table, like, they were...
Women needed men.
Okay.
In survival settings,
so let me...
In survival settings, women needed men. You know why girls now are the way they are?
Let me finish.
It's because they don't need...
Let me finish. Okay. Before, they used to be hunters and gatherers. The men would hunt, obviously, because they're much stronger. But the woman would go look for mushrooms.
This we knew.
Mushrooms, vegetables, whatever. Shit they could eat. And the women were really fucking good at it. Most of the nutrients in those days came from what the women found. Because, you know, hunting can only do so much for you. And they need to reproduce all that energy. But, so at some point, women figured out, hey... If I take the seed and I put it over here next to this river, we can make our own food. Then that's when we started to change from hunter-gatherer to a more sedentary lifestyle. And at that point, they needed more people to work the farm. What is the easiest way to make more people without having to pay for them? Making babies.
Reproducing.
Making babies. So women... were always fucking pregnant, and
that's their role.
They couldn't do hard labor.
That was their role, though.
They had to take care of the kids. They had to do all that. Now, we don't live on farms. We're not all working on farms. Times have changed.
Yep. I think now having kids is more of a privilege to have a family than it is a need. Because realistically, like, you could go your whole life, like. Not even have sex with a woman, not have a kid, not anything. And you're going to live your whole life realistically fine. Maybe not mentally, but, you know, like, you're going to live and die in, like, a long time. Like, there's no reason why you shouldn't survive in these days now.
Right.
But I think now just being with people is just more of, like, a comfort for your, like, mental state. So I think now you can consider a lot more if I want to be with this girl or not, whether... back in the day, it was like, I need to be with this girl. I need to be with this guy. If not, we're both going to die.
What I was going to try to say is, if we were to restart right now, would that still be the norm?
Restart what?
Restart society?
No, like the world, earth, human, civilization, humanity. If we were to start right now and just get put into this spot, would that be the norm? Everything's fresh.
Oh, like you have no jungle? Like you have no memory?
No. I'm saying that every single norm that has been put in place.
Yeah, like everything we know to be normal is erased. Like you don't remember it.
It's erased.
Well, why do you think it's called traditional values? It's because it's based off tradition. That's what worked.
That doesn't make it right.
That's what
worked. Yeah, no, but tradition doesn't always happen.
That's what worked. Huh. The male and women relationship, that's what worked.
That doesn't mean it works
now. Now we're in this modern era where most girls are just whores.
Okay, Nico.
Men are more depressed than ever. Nick,
what I'm saying
marriages
is that
are failing more than ever.
Oh my God.
80% of marriages start from the women.
Yeah, but what we're saying is that, like, because of how it was back then, after generations and generations and generations saying that that's the right way, that's why we're thinking that way. Because we started so long ago when that was necessary. I'm saying if we started today,
it would revert to that eventually. In survival settings, gender roles are natural.
It's not this fucking guy.
Wait, what do you mean? Like,
it's not in survival.
Like everyone's,
when that was made, that was in survival settings. I'm saying,
you're saying
that
if
we were to restart right now.
Memories just, psst, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that every norm hasn't been put in place. It would be put in place now.
Like, there's nothing, like, you don't think any certain way, like, everything is new to you. Like, you live your life, but, like, say if you don't agree with gay people, like, that's, you don't have any opinions about anything anymore.
Yeah, so if
you started
gay
opinionating
people, right,
today, like, gay, how do you think people would?
The gay people example, right? You just get put in here, and you just see gay people around you. It's going to be normal for you.
Yeah.
That's the new norm now.
So it has a lot to do with how you grow up, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think norms and traditions are great for like being you as an independent person. But I don't think every norm and tradition should always be kept. I think some things should stop and change.
Yeah.
And I think that's the big issue with this generation is that, instead of just going along with it, like when people got married at 15 with people they didn't even like meet, they just got married and had to live their life together. Now we have a voice and an option to change.
That's horrible.
And now people want to change that.
What?
And I think it's great.
I think it's horrible.
I think what? Back then it's horrible.
I think having options now, women having so many options now, is slowly and surely destroying our society. If
in your eyes. In your view.
No, I mean,
I don't think it's actually destroying
society. More guys are depressed than ever. More men are lonely. Hypergamy. Do you know what hypergamy is? Hypergamy is going hard now these days. Hypergamy is women judging their partner or choosing their partner from social status, money, you know. All women want the 1% guy. The good looking, tall, rich.
But who doesn't?
Status.
Like, we all want that girl that's the best-looking girl in the city, in the bar, or whatever, like, makes the most money, like, does whatever.
Yeah, but
that doesn't mean all the girls get them.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean all the men get them.
But we know that we can be like, all right, you know what? She's nice to me. We can have kids. And if she cooks, okay, cool.
Well, they're the same way, because they're marrying those men.
Well, now,
and they want the top. I bet you they're not looking at you like you're the god. But, you know, obviously when they don't get, like, the number one man, like, they look at you and y'all have the same idea to, like, that same instinct to, like, be with someone. It's a little different, but kind of the same.
You gotta watch Fresh and Fit.
I really wish I was not high right now.
Because...
Ah, oh, come on, it makes it better.
No, because...
It makes it
like,
way better.
This is like a conversation.
We're,
I can't really
we're
keep
always,
up, because, like...
Oh, Monday.
Where
my
I was
guy.
Getting at is that all women now.
It's not plugged in.
Where were we at? What were we talking about?
I remember. I just don't remember where we were at.
I guess I was just trying to say that the modern way of thinking is destroying relationships. And it's showing because 80% of marriages aren't lasting anymore.
I mean, maybe people are just too antsy to marry someone. Like, no, maybe you should be a little more careful.
He's got a point.
Women are divorcing, bro. Women are just...
So
80% of marriages, women are just...
So I know what you're saying. But, okay, let's put it like this. So, what year are we in? Say 70 years ago. I don't know, that's like wartime. Okay, so say in the 60s, right? Getting divorced wasn't even a thing, but no one did it. Like, it was frowned upon. Like, you're an outcast if you got divorced. Like, something's wrong with you. So instead of people getting divorced when they're depressed because they don't want to be with the person they're with, because either forced into marriage, married too young, or just whatever, doctors would prescribe women medications to get all drugged, sleeping pills, whatever, to feel happy. Like,
yeah.
And that resulted with women killing themselves, just being addicted to drugs, or there's worse ones where they would put their wives through electroshock therapy because they were acting weird, and then they were just fucking zombies. So is that better than women saying now, you know what, maybe we're too young, we're not compatible, like, doesn't treat me right, or I don't treat him right, whatever the case may be, let's split instead of one or the other getting depressed and possibly killing themselves.
No, that's fine. Having, you know, like, we got married too young.
But, like,
whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that, I think that's where those statistics come from, is because 50 years ago, people weren't really getting divorced. And as, you know, women had more rights and more confidence to say something, I think that's where,
like, the
that, like, gray zone that never existed that now exists now, because there are those open options.
It's like the remember when a lot of people really thought that vaccinations cause autism?
What the fuck? I didn't know that.
Remember that?
They probably do.
Okay, well, they don't.
They probably cause a lot of things.
The reason...
I feel like y'all's going to start dropping eventually. That.
The reason why...
I'm not vaccinated. I'm a pure-blooded.
The reason why people thought that is because around the time vaccination started happening, they started recording autism. So...
Interesting.
Like this... Like, oh, like they... They did it, I think, the same.
They started grabbing data for autism at the same time they started doing vaccines. So people see these charts, they're like, well, you know, before this year, there was no autistic people. Then after this year, they just sprang up. Oh, look at this. The same time the vaccines happened. It must be that. Humans are really good at recognizing incorrect patterns.
Or, like, not reading between the lines.
No, incorrect pattern.
Whatever.
I wonder where autism comes from.
I think... I think it's a mutation in your genes.
One of your chromosomes don't come out.
I wonder what's the root cause, you know? Like,
I honestly just... Oh, the root I think it's cause. Just by chance. Like, your genetics just make a mistake.
Yeah, was there?
So you're saying autism people... Dude, autistic people are mistakes. Dude.
So, like,
genetically, yes, I think so.
If you're saying that it just happened naturally, then it would have to evolve from someplace, and that means that primates.
Well, no, because you also see, like, autistic, like, animals, like, they're like the odd man out that, like, didn't come out completely right, whether, like, they're
yeah, because yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's just, and then someone, I think it's just luck of the draw. Like,
it was
luck of the draw.
It was probably,
you know, like you buy food at the superstore and every 10 times, you're going to get one item that's bad. And it's just like, you can't do anything about it.
Oh, the one secretly cracked egg.
Yeah, you know, like...
That,
like,
happened to me, bro.
Like, have you ever been pulling it out of the cart and then it cracks in your finger?
Yeah.
I did that the other day. I was pissed.
Did you have any topics prepared?
I did, but I forgot them by now.
This guy.
I was going to talk about AI.
Oh, yeah. We should ask it something.
We can. It's pretty good at coming up with ideas for you. But like I said, like when I was doing it with my homework, it's incredibly...
Do you have water?
Huh?
Do you have water?
Yeah, in the pantry.
I will be right back. My mouth is parched.
Your mouth is parched, innit? What about AI did you want to talk about?
Well, I was going to wait for him to come back.
I think AI, if it doesn't go... If it goes wrong, have you seen iRobot? I think we...
Yeah, I don't think it's going to get to that point.
I think it will.
No.
I heard Elon Musk talk about it, like, in a very scary way. I'm like,
Yeah, but I don't think we're dumb enough to actually let it happen.
Really?
I think I have a lot of faith in humanity, but also... People are giving AI way too much credit.
I mean, if we have ChatGPT, what do you think they have?
Okay, yeah, but ChatGPT, it could give you some good stuff. But when I use it and I start asking it questions.
Bunch of baloney.
It doesn't. It's way too inconsistent. It starts to contradict itself.
Well, because it's like the first car, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's going to get better.
Yeah, I mean, people are already saying that it's there.
Do you think people would have known that the first car, that shitty whatever, they had to burn coal or whatever? You think we're going to have fucking Lamborghinis one day?
Yeah, but what do you people think are putting, people are putting like unrealistic theories or what's it called? Ideas onto it.
I don't know.
Like, we don't have AI right now. We have machine learning.
Yeah.
And neural.
What's going to lead to AI?
It's going to take a really long time. Like a really, really long time.
I would like it. Like AI right here, you're like, you call it something like Veronica. Tell me what the weather is today. Some shit like that.
You have like a set, like a second like brain almost.
Yeah, like an like assistant. A different
personality. Yeah. You're just like,
it just records everything for you.
Hola. How's it going?
Hello. Was that a Sonic shake? I'm craving a Sonic shake.
No, that was not a shake.
See what we're talking about?
Hmm?
AI.
Yeah. Yes, AI.
Oh, people think it's going to replace jobs.
I think it will.
I think it could. I think it very much could. I mean, depending, like, not every job.
No.
But I think it could.
AI is just not human enough.
Robots, I don't think this year, but I think it could.
Robots and automation. There's gonna be one day. Maybe we're not even gonna be alive, but
I think it'll start. It'll start looking like that, but then people are gonna realize we're all poor now.
And then
get rid of. It's just gonna be revolution at the revolution at the revolution.
Yeah, but then.
But it's not gonna be against.
And then you kill the poor
people.
It's not
gonna be against the robots. It's gonna be against the government.
But then you just start killing the poor people. You start killing the people who. You know, our moral.
Wait, but in this sense, we would be the ones getting our jobs taken. So
yeah.
We would be the poor people.
Yeah. You guys would. I'm good.
We're gonna revolt, and they're just gonna kill us. The donor class. Do you know what the donor class is?
No.
Like,
wait, what is what?
The billionaire families. Like, you know, there's billionaires out there. There's more billionaires than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They want us to like stay dumb, bro. They want to get control on us as much as we can. I mean,
yeah.
And at some point, if they can, you
this
know.
This is known.
Yeah. I mean, and then it's just going to get so much one day that we're just going to be slaves.
Not with the technology.
Digitalized currency. They're going to be able to choose. Do you know what China's doing now? That they'll give you money, but it's like you have till this time to spend it.
Oh, really?
But for real?
Like government money?
Yeah. They're like, like, here's like, you know, your $200. You got to spend it by this day. The moment we digitalize money, it's over for us, I think.
Wait, is that? Wait, what do you
well,
mean?
Money already doesn't have any value. Like,
were you talking...
if I give you a $100 bill, it doesn't really have value other than the sense that we put value on it.
Were you talking about like a...
Yeah, of course.
Huh? Were you talking about like a, what's it called? The aid service by the government when you don't make enough money. Welfare? Are you talking about welfare? Like from like China's welfare?
Yeah,
that's not the same thing.
Well, but at some but
it's actually a solution to a problem that makes welfare worse.
If that's there, you know, what's next? And then what's next? And then
they're not like,
what if paper doesn't, the moment paper is like not valuable and we're all fucking, and then let's say they ban Bitcoin, so
okay,
we have
yeah,
no
but
freedom.
if you think like that too much, then change is just never gonna happen, and we're gonna be stupid for the rest of our lives. What if someone shut down the idea of cars because of
the pollution?
No, I'm against electric cars.
Why is that?
Because
I'm starting to get a hint that you just don't like anything oil. New.
Yeah.
Because look, let's say the electric cars, at some point something happens and now the government's in. Now, you know, they're like, you know what, man? Turned off. You're not going to work today.
Dude, what a fucking idiot. You could do that now with ICEs.
See, and then let's say everyone's driving an electric car and we're on electric roads. Now it's like
electric roads.
Down. Yeah, somewhere in the future where your car is involved with the road.
Fundamentally, it doesn't make
I
any
think,
sense.
I think this is a little bit of an overthought.
Yeah,
and it's too direct.
It's too
it leads somewhere bad.
You're paranoid.
I am paranoid. I think the government's evil.
If we had a paranoid idea of everything, then nothing ever is going to change, and we're not going to get improvement ever.
I don't think we're going to get improvement. I think the world is fucked in every way. I think we're already in dystopian age.
Nah. I don't think so.
I saw a poor guy next to like a Lamborghini. He was like pushing his cart and I'm like.
I mean, you can't say that wasn't their own fault. Like, people get rich. Maybe not everyone, but there are people that get rich based off of hard work and dedication. There are people that throw their lives away based on just absolutely nothing. And I mean, if you compare the two, there's no comparison because we all technically have free will. So the
beautiful.
Fact that you went out and got a Lamborghini for yourself and the fact that you went out and got homeless for yourself, I don't think there's a way to compare the two.
An argument against that.
But I do
favors capitalism.
I do think there's an argument in certain people working harder than others and not making the same strides forward.
Like, why?
I do think it's harder for some people to work to get what they want to achieve than other people based on like their job, their status, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think you have an argument there, but not with the homeless guy.
What were you going to say? I mean, you're right. It is what it is, right?
I didn't ask you if you wanted water. You want water?
Water, but it's too late.
I mean, I'll just go back.
No, don't come back.
Why not?
I don't know.
What were you going to say, Nick?
I can't remember.
This guy.
Oh, I remember now.
Say it.
And now I feel like it's not.
Say it. To say it.
I was going to say, why is he a homeless man pushing a cart?
Why is he a homeless man?
Pushing a cart.
Oh, I don't know.
It depends, right? If it's, say, like a situation in Venezuela, where it's mainly the government's fault why people are poor. Huh? Oh, I almost didn't hear you. But where it's mainly the government's fault why people are poor, then, yeah, I'd see a reason why you'd be fucked up that a Lamborghini is there while a guy's pushing a cart because he's homeless.
It's a very fucked up scene.
But
you're just, like, questioning everything.
Right, but, like, if you're thinking about America, how it's going right now, that Lamborghini bought the metal for that car, so factory workers needed to get that ready for them. Miners had to get that out of the ground. You got the leather, someone had to sew that. You know, the gasoline, someone had to main that. Like, you know, the money trickles down. And so
that's a great point.
He's homeless, pushing a cart. Now he had to think, was it because he was put in this position because someone fucked him over? Was it a mental issue? Was it that he's just lazy and he doesn't, or not lazy, but he'd rather not have to live with the pressure of like bills and whatnot? Or is it just because he hit a rough patch? Like, why is he there?
Yeah. I think it's scary that you can get to that point.
Yeah.
That you can just
It could just like something just fucked up.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and they could get there.
Like, there's no safe, you know, landing. Like, you zero out.
You can literally hit rock bottom today if you really wanted to. Like, with a click of a button.
Like that.
But if you wanted to do the polar opposite, you're dedicating 10 years of your life to, like, something and striving to be rich.
Like, you know how lucky it is How lucky you are to be a billionaire?
I don't think it's as lucky as it is.
No, I think a billionaire
is how rare it is to become a billionaire.
I don't think it's luck at that point.
I think it's rare, but I don't think it's luck.
At billionaire status, I don't think it's luck. No,
I don't think luck is shit.
Okay, at millionaire status, yes.
Where are y'all getting this from? Oh, millionaire status.
At millionaire, I think it's lucky. At billionaire, it's not lucky.
I see what you're
saying.
It's
not luck at that
point. I just meant rich. Yeah. Like unsurmountably rich.
Millionaire, I think it's lucky.
Let's be
more sure.
Let's say it'll be.
I can agree. Say your property goes up, quadruple what it's worth, and boom, now you're a millionaire.
Yeah,
and you didn't even technically work for it, you know.
Yeah, let's say a million, a billion is.
Oh,
an enormous
difference. Like,
let me clear it out.
It's like saying going to the ocean than being in space.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Okay, would you say that a person, like the CEO of a very successful company, he was a very lucky person to get that job, right?
No.
Well. No, if he's the CEO, technically he probably went to school for it.
I'm not talking about in a room of CEOs. I'm talking in general.
Like if he made the company.
Oh, like if you were one of like 1,000 that applied and you got the job.
He was hired into CEO. He didn't grow the company.
Hired to CEO.
You got hired into the CEO.
You just don't hire anyone. This guy's got.
Yeah, I don't think they went and they blindly picked out of 1,000.
Exactly.
I think
he's got to have balls of steel, mind of steel. I mean,
I'm sure he's one hell of a person. Lucky is not one of them. That's my argument.
Luck is like, you know, at in your example, the luck part would probably be like being born slightly attractive than the other person.
I think like if you want to put it in like business standpoint, like I think you'd be lucky if say your uncle went started a restaurant and that restaurant blew up, has multiple chains, and he died and left the company in your will. In his will to you. I think there you would be lucky and then now you're a millionaire.
No. I'm talking about someone who's worked to become a CEO.
I don't think that's luck at all. That's exactly what you said. It's work.
You're right, but...
I mean, some people... You've ever met someone that's just...
How many people want to be a CEO? How likely
are
you
going
to get
that job? And
exactly. How
people
hard...
People who get it, they fucking got it.
Yeah,
everyone
wants
to be a CEO.
Ask any CEO how hard they worked compared to 5 of their friends that said the exact same thing 20 years ago that they wanted to be a CEO.
I mean, millions of people graduate with the bachelor's and...
School
ain't shit at the end of the day.
Have you ever met, a really rich person?
No.
Like, gigantically rich? I have.
Like how rich?
Like, rich, rich.
Okay, but like a private jet rich?
Like,
fuck you, money rich.
Like, I am a farmer compared to him. And he is the king at the mountain.
Like private jet.
He can get a private jet whenever he wants to go wherever he wants, whenever.
No, never.
Have you ever met like a really rich person?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
some of them are douchebags, but some of them are really down to earth people.
Where did you meet them?
Either at Saltgrass or at Bentley's. I've met people with money.
Well, I mean, I have two. Like, I met Thomas J. Henry.
Well, that's
I meant like I just shook his hand. That's it.
But I'm pretty sure if you had like a conversation with him, you'd notice like, man, this person's different.
Oh, my owner's also kind of probably a millionaire, so that counts.
But he's talking about private jet rich.
Well, not private jet rich, but
make up your fucking mind.
Well, I don't think it matters.
mansion type rich.
What's your point? Because the status of wealth at this point doesn't really matter. What you're about to say.
I'm just saying, at some point, to get to rich, the original way, you know, you had to become someone.
Yeah.
You know, not like now. You get a pump on crypto.
No,
from,
I know what
from
you're
Bitcoin.
Saying.
The original way to become a rich person. You have to learn to talk the talk, to walk the walk, to wear the wear, to fuck the fuck.
Most people that did get rich, it wasn't until later in life. Like, it took fucking forever.
And even then, it's just not, it's not even luck at that point. It's like,
it's
everything
though.
Is calculated at that
point. I'm thinking of it a different way.
Well, you have to elaborate because
as one,
me and Vic probably don't believe in luck the way you do.
Okay, like, it's incredibly lucky for... Just say a person to become rich.
See,
to become a CEO.
That's what I'm saying.
Just a person. Y'all are putting too much thought into it.
No, I think it deserves that much thought because
there's still luck in it. It's just.
You think Elon Musk lucky? You think he's lucky
with his businesses? Yes, I think he's lucky that PayPal
shut
off at it. It was a good idea.
You think Jeff Bezos
hold
was
on.
Lucky?
It was a Jeff Bezos was extremely lucky.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out real quick. So
he got that off of luck. I mean, he worked hard, but it was still luck.
So hear me out. Say you're set. You want to be
eBay was already there. I'm sorry. eBay was already there.
Continue. Okay. Say, like, say you as a person, you decide, you know what? I want to be a CEO to fucking, I don't know, whatever you want to be. And so you go to school, you work hard. It's 10 years down the line. You, in the interviewing process, like, you go, you apply. And because of your hard work that you have, they accept you into the interviewing. But hold on. The lucky part is when you go into that interviewing office and you get along with whoever's interviewing you, and you're like, you know what, this guy's great. I think he's a great option. On top of that hard work that he's already been through, the years and years of dedication, like, because I get along with him, I think he is a little bit more qualified than everyone else that's equally as qualified. That, I think, is lucky if you get into the job like that. So, but I don't think the fact that you're in the process of the interviewing is lucky at all.
So think of it like this, right? You go to school for CEO to get a master's in CEO. Wow. You got
that's
a
bullshit.
School.
That's like a business degree, bro.
Right, but...
pointless.
Okay, you're getting like a master's and your graduating class has 100 people.
100,
how many
100 people with CEO degrees.
How many of them you think are going to get a
none.
CEO job? None?
None. It's probably gonna be.
What do you mean none? How the fuck?
I think
that's
none.
His opinion. He thinks
none.
So yeah. Then who's getting the CEO job?
Someone else. More
some
qualified.
Motherfucker that didn't sleep when he knew he just shouldn't sleep to put in the extra work.
And that's his point.
When he
wait, but how does getting a CEO degree mean he didn't do that?
When he didn't cut the corners. When he did everything properly.
How does getting a CEO degree...
Like, realistically, like, okay, going to school is hard. But with money, you can literally do anything. So just because you went and got a master's and say, like, you're the absolute expert in everything that you studied does not mean that you're still going to get the job.
Never said that.
But your whole point is, like, they went to school, all this, who's going to get
yeah,
the job? And he's
you,
saying
out
no
of,
one.
Out of that
he's
class,
no
how
one.
Many do you think are going to get
okay,
the job?
Okay, and I guess in your example, maybe one.
I would say it would be like...
Because you thought of it completely different.
I can see where he was going
thought
with
of
that.
It logically.
I think
how you think of it logically? How does that make it... Because I don't understand what you're thinking
I don't
thinking
think you there. Understand what it takes to be someone like that. You know...
But I don't see how you think that someone that went to university for it
yeah,
didn't get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm pretty sure most CEOs didn't go to university.
Oh, that's what you.
I'm just saying.
No, most founders, like most, like people who start businesses, didn't go.
Yeah.
To university, but those when they leave and they need to put a CEO in place, they definitely went to college.
Okay, I can see that point.
Yeah, I can see where you're at. I guess. I mean, maybe.
There's no way in hell.
I would say out of.
There's no way in hell you're going to leave
but
your,
even
your
then,
business in the hands of someone without a college degree.
Even then, the person they chose, that person probably could have done it without it. He just probably did it because it's like, you know, having.
They have. Yeah, you need the mental.
It's like having a chef degree, a cooking degree, culinary arts to get into a high class restaurant. But you put in the work. Before the culinary, you just got the degree just to be like, hey, I went to fucking.
Yeah, I agree. The
absolutely.
Degree is.
You can't be like a shitty cook and
get
a culinary degree.
I think getting a degree for what we're saying is more formality than it is like necessary to have that job.
Yeah.
Like it's a step in, but it's definitely not all the way in. This kind of ran off the rails. So where are we going? That's cool. That's kind of cool, though. I liked it.
I was right, though. So.
No.
Slightly.
I would say...
We're all right.
I would say like...
We're all right, but you were understanding where I was getting at,
no,
right?
No, for sure. I see what you're saying.
Because, you know...
Like, the way y'all were thinking about it was the CEO himself getting to, like, growing to become a CEO.
And that's
but
the
I'm
way
talking
I think
about
it.
All the CEOs. All the people working to become a CEO.
Anyone
how many
who wants
of them
to be,
are going
to
become a CEO? You have to be lucky.
Anyone who wants to be great... has to compete with all the other people that want to be great. And to win, it's that's where real greatness is.
Everyone who wants to become a millionaire becomes a millionaire.
Agreed.
But the ones, because it's hard, right?
Yeah.
But very the ones hard. That do, I mean, they're like, obsessed.
It's fucking.
Yeah, but there was still a lot of
they didn't
a
cut
lot
the,
of luck into it.
Yeah, they didn't cut the corners. Do you think Arnold was, you know,
as big as he was.
That's different, though.
You think, no, but
that's not the same thing at all.
I don't know. No, it is the same. It is
no,
the same.
It's
a little bit different because
it's way different.
It's physical effort.
But the thought process was.
Yeah.
It's still the same. I mean,
that's what he's saying. Like,
oh, you mean like he got lucky with the genes?
No,
there's no luck in hard work.
There is no luck in that pure discipline. The I don't want
to
do this, but I did it. I don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it. I don't want to do it. You know, how many times can you eat fucking broccoli, bro? A week? It's gross.
Would you agree with me with this? Hard work doesn't make success. Hard work, intelligible hard work does.
Hard work.
I think there's no real recipe for success, to be honest.
Hard work is just, it's just a necessity, bro. Hard work is just the cooking oil of
the
recipe.
I'm saying like, you like
it's like if you don't
it's like
have
the
hard
heat to all your ingredients, you know.
Yeah, hard work is just the shoes, bro. You still gotta run somehow, you know. Like everyone's working hard.
Yeah,
who's not working hard? Homeless people. That's the only people that aren't working hard. Everyone works hard. I work hard. You work hard.
Right, but okay,
Nico probably works hard.
What are you working towards? Okay.
I'm just saying.
What are you working towards right now?
Hardworking.
No. Your career. What are you working for right now?
Me?
Your career, your life.
My career right
your
now?
Your job.
ASAP?
What like, you want to do.
Where I'm at right now?
What you want to grow to become.
Oh, yeah. Like, once you're done with it,
what
is
you
it that you want to
die as?
Oh, shit.
Me?
Yeah. What are you going to retire from?
As of me.
Yes,
like
you.
Like, Victor.
Yes,
as
Victor.
Of what I'm doing right now?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to join the military right now.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
So you want to die? No, but even getting to the military, that's like.
Well, he's asking, after, like, what do you want to end your life with?
What are
like,
you going to retire from?
What like, I want, I don't want to ever stop working.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Even if you have
okay.
enough money
what do
to
you
stop working,
die doing?
Like, you wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't want to stop working.
Like, do you want to die an electrician? Do you want to die an owner or something?
I
want to
die.
Wanna die?
I want to die as a loved father.
Okay. So you want your family to be your job?
I want
to
talk about job.
I want to die. Job.
Do you want your last job to be like you making your family like solid type eat?
Like what I'm trying to get at is
what are you
working hard to? You could do hard work, but it's not going
to
matter.
I'm trying to get in the military.
Huh?
I'm trying to get the PT standards.
Oh.
I mean, I ran like 2.5 miles the other day. I'm fucked.
Oh shit.
I still feel it.
Yeah, that's not what he told me the other day.
What?
What you wanted to do?
What did I say?
You want me to say it? You really don't remember?
Wait. What's the first
it
letter?
It was after I went to the Smash tournament with your friends.
What's the first letter?
Of the job?
Oh, is it, does it involve women?
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
This is like a side quest for that's like a dream.
Okay, look, money is great. It's just hard to get. But
yeah.
If I had a lot of money, I wouldn't give a fuck. I mean, money is just, it would just be.
It just makes life easier.
Yeah, it would just be so that, you know, my girlfriend and I can eat actual real food, bro, because everything's just processed. Or we could go play. Like, if money wasn't necessary, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Oh, wait, I have a question. If you had all the money in the world, would you still go to McDonald's every now and then?
Maybe.
Like, as much as you go, drunk. As much as you go to McDonald's right now, would you still go if you have all the money in the world?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, realistically.
Yeah.
I would pay for a chef to make me that good of food.
Really? You would not go to McDonald's anymore?
I just get
Uber. Why would I, if I love McDonald's.
Well, that's why I asked the question.
If I love McDonald's.
I would only get Uber Eats, if anything, from true. Anywhere I
okay.
want. Like,
yeah, if
I'd
love.
I'd be getting it from different places at the same time.
Well, I'm pointing it into is like, you know, McDonald's isn't the highest quality food ever.
Well, I guess
all.
You're saying like a craving.
Yeah,
type
like
idea.
Would you still
like
eat
sometimes
like junk food like Whataburger, McDonald's, like shit like that.
Like sometimes I crave Taco Bell even though I know it's not.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like perfect example. Yeah. Would you still go to Taco Bell?
Like we still go and we know that it's
oh,
bad
I
for you.
Fuck with some Taco Bell. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe. Maybe. Only McDonald's when I'm driving.
Or like, you think it'd be like way less often.
How does a chain that makes you shit diarrhea every single time you eat there?
I don't diarrhea every time I eat.
I don't eat Taco Bell.
Did I just expose myself?
Well, yes. I've heard of that, and I know it's a thing, but I personally have never actually gotten diarrhea. Really? So like, I have no real hate towards it.
Really?
But I know it's shitty food, but I'm just like, fuck it, it tastes good.
It's not healthy.
Of course not. That's not the point of it. You don't go to Taco Bell to be healthy. Go to crave your cravings.
Go to fucking Subway if you want to get semi-healthy.
Yeah. It depends even what you pick, bro.
Semi. You better get the wheat bread, too.
Is that extra cheese? You better not.
No, you better not get the cheese, bro. You know what? Based on your question, what I want to do, I just got to do whatever it takes to get by. Because it's hard. It's getting harder. Even with inflation and all that. I want to do something meaningful in my life.
I think you're finding excuses.
What?
For what?
I mean...
Excuses for what?
For why you want to just get by.
Everyone's just getting by.
Some people are living comfortably.
Yeah. I probably have...
I guess like right now, at your age,
you live at home, bro.
Like, we're supposed to be struggling right now.
I'm struggling.
We're supposed to be right now.
I'm struggling.
At this age, college age, people are supposed to be struggling.
Yeah. It's just... Everyone struggles.
Yeah.
It's just like... The amount of poor people, I'm poor.
But
we're all just like, fuck.
Oh, but you don't want to struggle for the rest of your life.
No, definitely not.
Yeah, so
that's why I'm trying to join the military. So that, you know,
yeah,
I get benefits.
And career options after that.
You know.
Would you ever, or do you want to be like,
I'm going to be in the infantry.
Ooh. Why?
Or do you want to be like one of the people like behind the scenes of the military?
Yeah,
like,
why don't you do something cool?
No, I want to get in the front like lines. Yeah.
You want to fight for your country?
I guess.
I don't know. Why do you want to do it then?
I want to see how much pain I can go through.
Yeah. I mean, it's a valid option. I mean, you still get benefits.
I think that's an awful reason to get into military.
I want
to
see how tough can I get.
Everyone's life is their own, you know, like at the end he's not gonna be like the military is gonna like shit on him and
that's
be like, you know what, you have no benefits after that. Like, even if he doesn't like it, he's gonna have that set for him.
I want to bring my brother on the podcast. He's a vet.
Oh, but he lives in... Where does he live?
He lives in San Antonio now.
Oh, that's right. He's the one that used to live in California, yeah. Right? You should.
I want to bring him on, but you can ask him questions.
But I don't want to.
What do you mean you don't want to?
I
want to
find out for myself. But
But why? That's so dumb.
That's not dumb.
It is dumb.
Because
finding out for yourself? No.
I want to know what's out there. I want to know how far...
No. But he's denying insight. So that he could find it himself.
Well,
that's stupid.
If I want insight, I can just ask my stepfather. He was in the military for like 20 years.
Yeah, there you go.
But and I've told him, he's like, yeah, you know, you want to see how far you can get as a person? You want to see how manly you can get? You want to go through so much pain that in the end, everything's just easier.
But I mean, also, like, you're talking like military is like a bad place to go. Like, realistically, it's very solid for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people can live off of that.
And if anything, if there's a moment where I save someone and let them...
Like, that'd be pretty cool.
If I prevent someone from dying, if I make one slightly difference in the world, I'd be more happier when I die.
Yeah.
I'm like, I did this.
I think it's easier for people to, like...
I think that's a bit of an extreme way to do it, though.
Looking for purpose? I'd always wanted to be a hero. I kind of wanted to be a firefighter at some point.
I mean, realistically, I've always wanted to be a race car driver. So when I'm old and say I want to retire, like if I have enough money, that's what I'm gonna do.
Pretty sure firefighters make more.
I'm claustrophobic, so I can't be a firefighter.
I don't think that's gonna.
Yeah, I think you're gonna have to lose that before you get into the military.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to be under rubble and whatever. I didn't want to be a firefighter. Plus, I want to see other parts of the world.
Yeah,
that's good too. I mean, I can't travel right now. I'm fucking broke. But
you know what? Remember when I texted you about
the trip?
Yeah,
Peru.
Yeah. You know what this fucker
I'm too
told
broke
me
for that? What?
Tell him what you told me.
What?
What you responded
to? If it's on a weekday, I can't go because I'm working. There is no. I don't get days off, bro.
No, I mean neither do I. But
I was pissed.
I told him, like, bro, I'm too broke for that. I can't. Yeah.
I was pissed. I was like, why the fuck would we go for 2 days?
I mean, but you can technically ask for days off. You're just not getting paid for those.
Yeah.
I don't get days off. Because I work for a small company. It's just me and this other dude named Todd.
Wait, what do you do?
I clean pools.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
It's a small company. Like,
no, yeah, it's different.
Like, if...
You'd have to, like, either not take
my
jobs
boss
or...
would have to go clean the pools, bro.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
Yeah, in your case, like, I agree. Yeah.
Just get a different job.
No, I like my job for right okay. now. Before I...
How much do you get paid?
Very little.
Okay.
But I get to listen headphones all day. So that's why
that's,
I like it.
That's a good part.
I want to ask you a question.
Hold on. My trip is finalized for August. First week of August.
Well, that's cool.
Are you going to do the trail?
I'm doing the Inca Trail.
Nice.
Well, I'm gonna go to Peru earlier. Like probably mid-July.
I hope you meet your ancestors. That's gonna be cool. Your ancestor spirits.
Have you heard of ayahuasca?
Of who?
Of ayahuasca?
I don't know.
Probably. I wouldn't do it.
What is it?
It's available there.
Have you ever experienced a psychedelic thing?
No, I haven't yet. No.
I mean,
but very, so
when
like,
in Rome type beat.
So like when we told
when in Rome type beat.
When
like,
in Rome?
Like, you know, like when else is he gonna be like traveling to Peru to do?
Yeah,
this
bro.
Cool
like
trail?
people go to Peru and to Cusco to do ayahuasca.
I think it would be fun. Like, I would do it on like your
yeah
on the end of your trip. So, like, not when you first get
I'm
there.
I'm going with my cousins.
You're gonna go do ayahuasca?
No, I'm going cool. to Peru. Oh, okay. Like, I'm going to Inca Trail.
So
with
you're
my
not
cousins.
Gonna do ayahuasca?
And my cousin Alejandro was like, we could do ayahuasca while we're up there. I'll show you the thing. And
I think wow. it's a good idea for just experiencing it.
I think yeah. it's a good idea once you're old, bro. Once you like I got nah. kids, I can die. Because that's
well,
what's gonna
what's
happen.
What's the point of living life then if you have to wait for everything?
That's what's gonna happen. You're gonna literally die. And you're gonna come back. It's so intense.
Okay.
You've never experienced psychedelics. It's so alien, bro. I can't explain it to you in words. It's so alien.
That's the whole reason why people try it.
But you, I mean, fuck it.
I mean, think about when you first tried them. I'm sure
I'm never gonna do it again.
Have you done psychedelics?
Nope, never tried it.
It's just so alien, bro.
But I've met people that do enjoy doing them.
So I kind of sad that you don't want to do them anymore because I have a friend that knows a friend that can get shrooms. And I was like, what if we do shrooms on the podcast?
You know what? I'll be honest, I've never done shrooms, but that shrooms is the one thing that is like the gray area that I would try. Nothing
the
past
gray
that.
Area.
Yeah. Like I've always smoked and drank. I don't really like coke or any of that.
So I remember like
but shrooms
sophomore LSD. Year maybe.
LSD.
Like someone told me that the only three drugs that aren't addictive are LSD, shrooms, and marijuana. And I was like, those are the only three drugs I'll ever do.
I don't know how truthful that is.
I think you should try ayahuasca, actually. Maybe that'll change your life in a good way.
Yeah.
You start hitting the gym.
I'm working out right now.
Really?
Finally, I've been doing the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups.
No 100. Shit. Do you how actually you do 100 getting? A day?
So I for the squats and the sit-ups, I can. But for the push-ups...
Yeah, that's rowdy.
It gets,
what do you get do to? 10.
I started since last Sunday.
Like, what number do you get to?
What?
Like, on your push-ups. Like
today?
What, yeah. Like, say today, yeah.
Okay,
you get?
So yesterday I got to 75. The day before I got to 100. And the day before I would go somewhere between 80 and 60.
What do you got today?
And 50. Today I'm only at 25. Because I did 25 and it was hurting.
Do 20 right now.
I'll huh? bust out 20 with
no,
you.
It's,
I'll bust
it's,
out 20 right
it's,
now.
It's hurting.
Let's do it. No,
like,
no, no.
It's hurting
let's
to
all
do.
Do it together.
Come on.
Yeah,
it's
actually,
part of
you know
the training.
Let's all do a plank. See
we
who lasts
do it,
longer.
We could do it after the episode.
Okay, a plank. A plank. That's
we could do
option.
It after the episode, but today when I started to do push-ups, it started to hurt to a point where like my body was telling me to stop.
That's called being sore. You're supposed to keep going.
It wasn't soreness. I know it's soreness. Like it wasn't a burn.
Are you stretching?
It wasn't a burn. Yeah, I'm stretching. But
are you stretching?
I'm stretching every day.
Some people say they stretch.
Cap. No, I do. I do a Cap. Little like stretching warm up here.
So
you need to do these.
I do that.
That
I do all that stuff.
What the hell is this?
Huh?
What's this?
It's the. It's your this right here.
Like physically, just going like this.
Yeah.
Or what do you?
This, some people, if you go to the gym, some people doing weights, like that.
Oh.
Like that. and it's for the shoulder and the elbow. I don't even know what these the things are called, but
oh, you know what? I just do the warm up. I usually I'll what's it called? I'll jump rope. Then
where do you work out?
I really don't, but if I do, it's in my garage. My mom has weights and shit. I'll like jump rope, then I'll probably just do some push-ups, jump around a little bit, like stretch, like dynamically, like not hold it, but you know, like kind of
yeah,
just
yeah.
And then once I feel fine, that's kind of it. I just kind of go for it. But I don't like jump into heavy weight. I'll like build up to it.
Yeah, I have a little routine I do.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I'm so proud of you, bro. Thank you, bro. You know, I was kind of mean on him the other.
You know why?
But you haven't worked out in years.
Dude, you're not gonna bring that up, man.
But like, that's why I'm doing.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups before I start going to the gym. Because like when I went to the gym with you that one time, dude, I couldn't fucking move when I woke up.
Yeah, and you know what?
I dropped you off, and I went back in another.
Yeah,
hour.
I know. But I was just like, ugh. I could, dude. I like it was so hard to work because I was at Andretti's and I had to run food sometimes, and I'd make someone else run. Because I couldn't lift up.
I say, give yourself like,
so
maybe max a month of doing that, and then start going to a gym.
I think I'm gonna wait until I could do all three at once,
like in a day.
No, in one sitting.
It's kind of a lot. I'm not even gonna lie. For someone that goes to the
okay, what about
most 50? People that go to the gym? That's a lot. 50, yeah, reasonable.
Okay.
50. Yeah, once you hit 50 in a sitting. Because I was like, when I was working out, like I don't even think I could fucking hit 100 push-ups in one sitting. It's a shit ton of push-ups.
Mm.
Could you?
Yeah. Wait, in one go, no.
Like, in one go.
In sets, yes.
Yeah, in sets, I can see it being possible, but like, one go, just fucking one. One to 100.
No.
That's what I thought.
I have small ass
bugging.
I'm genetically, like,
small.
Yeah.
It's that beaner in me.
Fuck you. How do you think I
feel?
Oh, great, yeah.
But you have great hair.
What? You said I'm small.
Like, look at my arms.
Look at my arms.
Look at my arms, bro. And I work out every day, bro. My forearms don't get big.
For the listeners, their arms are small.
Fuck you. Your arm is, it's like normal. Pretty fucking long. Fuck you.
But you have great hair. Like, that's just not fair.
I am very happy.
Wait, but shorter arms for push-ups would be helpful. Less gravity to.
I mean, no, it's not less gravity.
This is what I was talking about. My arms are by so much hard work.
Well, you know you can do like forearm workouts, right?
I do.
Like the little fucking.
I do. I do.
Oh,
it's
that's
just
crazy.
It's just genetic.
Them shits burn though. I've tried them when you like, or like you know, whatever. Yeah, that one don't burn no more. I got used to it.
You never done it where it burns? Where
you're no. Like... No. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying we got used to that.
Where your shoulder hurts, no.
Your chest starts cramping. You're like,
what do you want to die as?
Me?
Yeah.
Retired engineer?
No. What's your purpose? What do you think your purpose is in life? As of right now.
Like to build a family?
The reason why I'm an engineer is because I told you this. But like, I just really want to help people in a way. And I think that engineering would help the most people.
How so?
By making their lives easier.
With what?
Technology.
But like, what type of technology? Like,
you're
like
thinking too deep, bro.
I mean,
like,
I'm just,
okay, what my
I don't think
my
like,
dream
like, what
job,
do you have in your mind?
My
like,
dream,
what technology is
so,
helping people in your
so
mind?
So I told myself,
that's what I'm asking.
Or I figured, I know that being an engineer will help people regardless.
Okay.
I mean, even like, I mean, just for example, planes, right? An engineer had to come up with that.
Okay, agreed.
And that makes people's lives easier.
Agreed.
An easier life makes a better life. If you help make someone's life easier, you're helping them.
Yeah. Well, like,
right?
What do you have in your head that's making
so
people easier?
So what my
people's lives.
My dream, like what I want to do is work with robotic prosthetics.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
To help amputees.
That'd be pretty solid. Fucking,
a robot
know.
Dick?
Yeah. Also possible
that you can feel with
that'd be great. I'd get that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Robot,
a robot
if
dick?
I could replace mine for like a Matumbu size, you
for
know,
a little shalong,
for like you know that That
Mac Daddy,
you know, that Long John,
that I magnums don't fit.
That let me get the double XL magnums. I went to a gas station one time just as a joke, and then I saw there was a girl out there, and then I told the guy, let me get the double XL magnums.
Bitch.
And then the girl went like,
you already looking, gotcha.
That was fucking funny. Yeah. You just have your arm in your pants, you're like, yeah.
I told her, nah, let me get the Trojans.
The children?
The Trojans.
You're like, JK.
Yeah, JK.
Oh, look at this dog. I didn't realize she got it.
Oh, yeah, what the fuck? I didn't realize either.
She was way cuter as a puppy.
Hey, do you have to stay with your grandma?
Why?
Because I was saying we should get a drink or two.
Right now?
I mean,
after the episode.
I got to pick up my mom at the airport.
What time?
By 9.
I mean, so I'd be down to go.
It'd be like, I got to get her, drop her off.
I'd be down to go after.
Like late night or?
Like not like midnight, but.
How are you getting it?
We can go to a shitty bar.
You think you get inside?
A shitty bar, yeah.
Which, besides London's?
I gotta find my wallet.
If it's not London's, it's kind of questionable, but I kind of know where we could go, but.
So London's it is.
Yeah, it'd have to be. If we want for sure, London's. Unfortunately.
I'm not a good.
Oh, to get drinks?
Yeah. Oh, or what did you mean?
Top? Oh, no, I was saying Topgolf and Chicken Pickle are good. It's a Monday, too.
Yeah.
No TABC.
Topgolf?
I don't know about Topgolf.
I don't know about Topgolf.
Okay.
I mean, if you want, I don't know.
It's so expensive.
You don't have to get anything. The food
I'm
going to want to
get
expensive.
Something. Huh? I'm not going to be like. Yeah. I'm down for London's though.
Yeah, Nick.
Or where else did you have in mind?
Let's go to your bar.
No, yeah, let's go to where you work.
How old are y'all?
I'm 21.
Oh, that's right,
bro. We're old enough.
I'm just making sure. We could, but it's. I mean, there's one by the airport.
Really?
It's called Bentley's. There's one right there off of Broadway by the airport.
Is that where you work? Or
yeah, that's one of them. The other ones are downtown. So
do you work at
farther.
Different ones?
Yeah, I work. There's three bars. I work at all three.
So if you go to that one, you can be like, let me get a, I don't know what type of drinks do they have. It's like a regular bar? Or?
It's a full bar.
Can you be like, let me get an old fashioned?
Nah, they don't make old fashioned. It's more like a
whiskey on
a
Coke?
Speed bar. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me see who's working, because that would depend.
Do you want to have kids, Nick?
You know, when I was with Kaya, I did. Now I kind of don't.
Not Kaya. Even in the future?
Huh? I don't know if that was your whole idea about the I want to make kids. With the girl.
No, do you want to eventually have kids?
Like, just in general.
I'm saying when I was with Kaya, I did. But now I don't think I do.
Are you serious?
And I'm saying that I think I wanted some because of the attraction.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you dating anyone?
No.
Are you talking to anyone?
No.
You already started working out, which is fucking fantastic. I'm so proud of you, dude.
Thank you.
It's healthy. You're a man. Do you feel better? Are you not as depressed?
I feel like because.
Do you think it's affecting your mood?
I was trying to tell you guys this, but I didn't.
Do you think it's affecting your mood in a positive manner?
I think so, but I'm.
Because it should.
No, I'm also taking something for it. But the reason why I decided to go to Peru this summer instead of next summer is because I just wanted to like work on something. I wanted to, like, look forward to something.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, like, spend, like, because I felt like I had no plan for the summer. And I just, like, I just need to do something.
I agree.
And so, like,
that's good.
Machu Picchu opened up, and I was like, fucking do it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I mean, it's something you're never going to forget. Unless you have Alzheimer's. But...
Unless what?
Unless you have Alzheimer's, but that's okay.
that's for a later problem.
Yeah, that's a later issue.
So that I could, like, because you need to work for something, and that's how you start improving yourself. Okay.
All right.
You know, I've realized, like, I'm not living how I want to live right now.
I know.
I'm living like I'm imprisoned.
Like a bitch.
We could use, yeah,
I think imprisoned
word.
Is a better word.
Yeah.
But, you need to unlock your mind, spread your wings, and fly, bro.
And so, like, I want to go to a club and play Ultimate Frisbee, whatever. I want to hang out with friends every so often. You know, go out. And I haven't been doing that. I mean, like, I haven't gone on a backpacking trip for, like, 3 years. And, I mean, I used to do that consecutively every summer for 4 years.
Do you have a fake ID, Nico? Yeah, well, go out with me tomorrow. Let's go to Dio's.
Dio's
graduation party tomorrow.
Is it really?
My friend Matt's going to be there and some of his friends.
That'd probably be a fun one. Oh, yeah, I could go to the new Stouts. Have you gone to that one in Alamo Ranch? Mm-hmm. That one's a good one to go to.
Well, I got to go pick up my mom.
What time is it right now?
It's 8:10.
I think.
Or do you want to do one last question?
We got a lot.
What's your question?
Did you have any last questions?
About what?
Anything. Or Nico?
You're making me feel like I told you I have something to say.
I don't know. Do you want to keep going?
He should ask you if you have anything else.
You said
to
you had to go pick up your mom.
Yeah, but I can wait like 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, now I can't think of anything. I already did everything I want to talk about. I did the AI.
Would you kill Hitler as a baby?
No, no.
So you know the argument is saying that like he's just a baby and you can't kill a baby, right? Why don't you just kill his father before he conceived him?
True.
What were you gonna say?
Based on all the movies and shows I watch, I would say no, because, I mean, say you kill Hitler, what else? Like, I don't know, what if something else happened?
I'll kill the fucker
the butterfly effect.
Yeah, like, you know, like, what if something even worse happens that seems unrelated, but it's totally related?
Some guy named...
Honestly, if you could teleport, why don't you just teleport to Hitler's most vulnerable time and kill him there?
Like, when he's shitting or what?
Yeah, when he's shitting or...
But is that after he already killed all these people or before?
That's when he's, like, starting to put that, like, let's do that, you know?
I think,
you
honestly,
find his most vulnerable spot. Like, you kidnap his wife and then get yourself into bed with him.
That's
and
gay.
And kill him.
Oh.
That's gay. I'm like, I put poison on my dick.
I'm like, where are we going with this, bro? Get inside this bed with him.
Kidnap his wife and
put
just
this
pose
in your
as
mouth,
his wife.
You'll feel great.
And he's like, "Oh, honey, and got honey." Yeah,
I'm dead.
Oh, I was gonna tell you. Over like last semester, I had told myself that I want to try stand up over the summer, and I think I'm gonna try it.
No fucking shit.
Yeah,
I would go to see that.
I think
I'll do it if you do it.
Huh?
I'll be honest.
You'd get fucking canceled.
I would not do it.
Huh?
I would not.
You wouldn't do it. Why not?
I don't think I'm funny on the spot.
I think
I'm only funny in conversation.
You have a great voice for it. You have the best voice out of all of us.
Who,
like
Nico?
Yes, Nico.
He does.
For what?
Nico has the best voice.
Like speaking voice?
Speaking. Aside from from Rocky.
Pleasurable to hear it. Rocky.
Dude, that man.
Rocky's the type of guy.
That man.
Homeboy deserves to be on a fucking newscasting or whatever. Or what's it called?
Yeah.
Is he still with Mariana?
He could be a commentator.
Yeah.
Is he what?
Yeah.
She never posts him. I wonder why.
What? Oh.
Mariana, why she never posts Rocky?
Why she never posts Rocky?
Yeah. Then she never. Yeah. They never post each other, bro.
They never do. It's true.
It's weird. It's a little suspicious, if you ask me.
Isn't she in Austin right now?
I don't know. Don't care.
don't care. No, what happened?
Nothing. I don't hate her. I just don't really care what she does.
Oh, same. Do you,
what were we talking about?
By the dog.
What were we just talking about?
Hitler, but...
No, after that.
I don't know.
Oh, the stand-up thing, yeah.
Oh, the stand-up?
Yeah.
What do you think, what type of comedy you would make? Based on...
stories, probably.
What type of...
based off of a comedian?
Are you going to do like a script?
Oof.
You have
That's
to
a good
a
question. Huh?
You have to. You
yeah,
have
I'm
going to
I'm gonna set for a 5-minute and a 10-minute and a 6-minute set.
That'd be pretty cool.
And a 4-minute.
That would be pretty cool.
But, like, whose comedy would I... It's a good question, Vic. I had his name in mind, and now I can't remember his name.
What, Nico?
No, I was trying to think of who he would like, what comedian
Cause
he could be.
I know you like Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer.
You're sure. Right, but his comedy is more like highlighting like the...
Because they're both story. They do. They
yeah,
both
they
do
stories.
Stories,
but I'm thinking more like a more intellectual type.
Intellectual type?
Yeah.
I don't know.
More like I don't want to sound
more,
like
more
a
like
dick.
Who?
I don't want to like put myself like more say, like oh, I'm going to be like, I was thinking Dave Chappelle, because he starts
really?
Off with something like seriously, like super serious, and then he hits you with something wild.
You know what, I agree.
And I like that.
I think,
and I think
yeah.
I could do that.
All right, shoot for it then.
Do it. Shoot for a star.
Because, like, I couldn't see you being a comedian, say, like, what's his name? Real popular.
Gabriel Iglesias?
Nah, I can't. Yeah,
no.
I can't see you being as that one either.
No, I can't.
I can't see you being Dave Chappelle, though.
No, his style.
Like,
not,
I couldn't
not,
see you
not
be
Dave
like.
Chappelle, his style.
I couldn't see you be like Bill Burr style.
I don't.
I could be like Bill Burr style.
Bill Burr's fucking funny,
he's
bro.
Hilarious.
I like Andrew Schultz better though, in that controversial area.
Andrew Schultz, I could see you being like Andrew Schultz.
Yeah, I was thinking Andrew Schultz too, but I don't know if I would.
But it would,
I
be,
would.
It would be you though.
Huh?
It would all be you.
Yeah.
I don't think I can tiptoe in the controversial area, like he does.
I'll fucking swim in the controversial world.
Yeah, you're more like you throw and hope it hits something. You're like, I hope I find an audience. If you did.
You'd
be in the fucking biker gang bars.
I'd bomb. We should all try it.
Nope. I'm supporting. I'm not trying that. I'm not creative in that.
Takes
way.
A lot of balls to get on stage.
Yeah.
I have some stories ready. But
I can do other things. Just I will not get on a stage. A little weird.
Dave Chappelle, though.
It's interesting.
I think he's genuinely a fucking genius. His comedy is, even his old shit.
Old shit's fucking funny.
Have you ever seen the one joke where?
Hey, do y'all think you laugh more at things you care about?
Huh?
Like when something happens to things that you care about, and that's funny. Do you think you'd laugh more than things you didn't care about?
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, I didn't laugh at my great grandmother's passing.
That's not what I'm talking about. Like funny shit that happens around things that you care about. Like I don't know, your nephew does something funny, like you're gonna laugh more than if it was just some random.
If you got kid. A girl pregnant, I'd laugh at it.
It's not,
so
it's
I guess
some...
I mean I care about
you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think I would
like if
maybe think it's funnier.
Raider ran into a tire, like he does sometimes.
Like compared to some random dog.
Yeah, to some random dog. I'm gonna laugh more than I see it on TikTok.
Maybe.
Right? So Dave Chappelle does a really good job to getting you to care about something and then make fun of it.
All right.
That's why he's so good.
I need to see it or hear it to believe it.
Have you heard his 9/11 joke?
Yes. I don't remember.
He's like, we're praising celebrities too much. Because I remember when 9/11 happened, I was watching the news, trying to get hold of, like trying to get some sense out of this. And said, here we have Ja Rule on the station. Let's hear what Ja Rule's got to say. And Dave Chappelle's like, I don't give a fuck what Ja Rule.
I don't think I've seen that one. Exactly. He gets you to care, and then he says something absolutely ridiculous, and it's hilarious. Like that that little short that we made with Rocky talking about how you had to be truthful when you cheat on a girl or whatever, and you said, "Yeah, I fucked that bitch, but I still love you." when he said,
"Oh, that shit was funny."
Dude, that was a Dave Chappelle joke.
Yeah, but I truly meant it.
Yeah, Rocky, I know. You weren't joking?
I truly meant it. It's because men are wired.
But you didn't say that to be funny.
I could. Okay, I say a lot of things to be funny.
But you said that to be funny.
Yes.
Okay.
it's something Andrew Tate said. And I just said it in my own words. He says, like, I could truly adore, love a woman with all my heart, come home to her every day, but I'll still fuck another bitch.
Yeah, but like Rocky was like getting all serious about it, and then you just said that it was like a hit out of whatever. It was nice. It was so good. When I made that clip, I was like, "This is gonna be the one that does
comic really well. Relief." That's the word.
Comic relief? Did you just look it up?
No.
Oh,
I just remembered. That's what it's called.
Comic relief. What are you trying to do?
Oh my god. Interesting.
I gotta go.
Okay. All right, you can just say that. You have the. Yeah, I know, but you also have.
Fuck.
So are we going out or what? You wanna go out? Yeah. I have
one. Yeah. You just have to go pick up your mom. Let me know. Yeah, just text me when you drop her off.
Are you going like this or you change?
Nah, I'm probably just gonna go like this. Fuck it. Okay.
Guys, you gotta help me.
Did you do it outside?
It's like a tiny square.
It's not here.
Bitch, where'd you put it?